Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Mary Byrne is in studio because it's Friday. It's our, we get a celebrity pushed to the limits, a visiting critic to do something they might never have done before. And what did we send you to do, Mary Byrne?
You sent me to do a Christmas wreath.
You to make your own.
Make my own Christmas wreath. And my hands were in
a heap. Are you not good at flower arranging and things like that?
No, I couldn't even do the bow. It took me about 20 minutes to do the bow. While everybody else was having a great time, I was sitting there sweating, literally dripping from the back of my hair.
This is good, because celebrities would be used to going into dressing rooms where someone has arranged flowers for you.
Correct, right.
You, yeah, you never think about how it gets there. No. Now you know exactly. Okay, Where do you go now to do something as Christmassy as wreath making? And it seems like a jolly old time.
It was in Kay's Flowers. It was over in, forget where it was now. Oh, for God's sake, she'll kill me.
Unprofessional reviewer.
Unprofessional
critic.
Reviewer, definitely.
Kay's Flower School, yeah.
Yeah.
And what happens? You go in there and there are lots of people.
You go in, right, and there's a load of people there. And then the lady that runs the place stands up with a mic on her and tells you, this is what we're going to do.
Oh,
and
full
she's
class.
Doing these bows and she's doing these. And it looks so simple until they hand them to Mary Byrne. Who sticks them in her fingers. Actually, one of them nearly went up my nose because I was trying to hold it in my teeth to try and get the other one like that.
Yes,
oh,
yeah.
My God. Listen, at the end result was brilliant, but it was so nerve-wracking for me because I'm creative with songs, I'm creative mm-hmm. with a little bit of acting. But get me hands. No, they don't do it.
Not good, not
no,
good.
No, they shake, they get all sweaty, they get sticky and it's not good. It's not a good sight to see.
I can hear what happens. What's the very first thing you do to make a wreath? What's this?
You go in,
point?
Right? Well, they actually have the wreath kind of laid out for you. The green stuff is all around it. Christmas tree stuff.
Oh, hang on. So you've got the wreath is done with the bits of
you've
pine.
You've got to put everything onto it and
so
put them on.
So it's decorating a wreath.
You're decorating.
That's very easy. No,
it is for normal people. I am not normal. Look. It was for me. It was an exciting thing because I've never done anything like that in my life. Yes, there was pins sticking everywhere and needles sticking everywhere, but everyone else seemed to be enjoying it. But I was under so much stress that I have a problem with sweating from the head and anyway. But
sweating
this was ridiculous. Yeah, I sweat, my hair just be soaking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was sitting on a lovely table, everybody else going, isn't this lovely? I go, really?
And it is a class, you know, sort of trying to
their teach class,
people who don't
yeah.
know how to,
yeah,
to do it.
Yeah, I have to say, it's great for anyone. And when the end result is brilliant. A lot of people were there doing wreaths for their graves and stuff like that. So it was a lovely thing to do. Would I do it again? I don't think I would, but I think it's great for everyone else who wants to go and do it.
Everybody
it's
else
a
having
great,
the crack.
Great experience.
You went
yeah.
on your own.
I went on my own.
Okay. Who's in the room, by the way? What?
Just everybody. All ordinary people just sitting there waiting to do these beautiful flowers.
Are there
and stuff.
Men there as well?
There wasn't, funny enough, there wasn't any men
Not
there.
Not even one.
It's all women. All us women together.
We're pathetic. Well. We just never even think how the wreath gets put together.
This is it.
The wreath has all of the leaves, the greenery is
done. You've got to do the bows.
Putting in the
You've
bow.
You've got
okay,
to you use your own imagination.
To make the bow from a ribbon from scratch.
They gave me this bow, this ribbon that was all bent up and twisted with wire in it.
Yeah.
And they said, and then you do this, twist it over that way, and I'm twisting it, and then I don't know what happened in the end. I don't know what the bow looks like. The wreath turned out okay. The bow is not too bad, but, you know.
What else did you put on your wreath?
I actually put two beautiful robins on it.
Oh, yeah.
For my mum and dad.
Lovely.
Because both of them love Christmas. So they're still sitting at the end now, and they sit right at the bottom of the wreath, and I just said, there's Elizabeth and Tommy. Sitting there, and they'll be with me this Christmas.
That's Spid George, on Spid George.
Yes, that's
and
it, yes.
We have a lovely affinity to robins, don't we?
Well, you see, every time I see a robin, I don't know what it is about robins. They're such a pretty little bird, and I believe they're not as nice as they look.
They hop up towards us. You see what we're
that's
doing.
That's it.
And it feels like
yeah. And I just feel like somebody always there. So when I put the two robins on, my wreath was finished, and your woman said, "No, that's not finished. You've got to put your bow on now. Then you've got to put baubles in, and then you've got to put some mistletoe in. Then you've got
mistletoe."
And then there was something else that was put into it and was this and I was sticking it in here and I was sticking it in there and every time I stuck it in there it came out the other side and it just I'm sorry but it blew me bloody mind.
But it was all finished and by the end I think people were standing up getting their picture taken.
Everybody got the photograph taken.
What were you doing during that particular?
I was actually still working. I was still trying to get me bloody baubles into the thing. So one of the girls came over then and she said, I'll hold it while you do it. Because then you have to press the wire around and get it back into the yolk so it doesn't fall off. So every time I put it in, the other thing would fly up.
I love the technical words you're using. Stick the wire into the yolk.
Into the reet and then get it right. Oh my
God. The good
God.
News is the reet is now completed. And is it hanging on your door proudly?
It will be hanging on my door. I'm going to have to, it's very heavy.
Oh right.
It's okay. A huge heavy reet. So I'm going to have to get some sort of wire to bring it around over
more
my door.
Wire.
I think, oh for God's sake, I'm sick of wire. I never want to see wire again as long as I live.
You could put up fences in the springtime around farms.
I could build a chicken coop at this stage.
Okay, your overall summary and review of the wreath making experience, Mary Byrne.
Well, I thought it was brilliant and I thought it was a great experience for me to do something that I've never done before in my life. And the people around all enjoyed it. Would I do it again? I probably would, but I'd have to have gloves or something on me. I don't know. And I'd have to take a Valium before I went in. But I think it's a brilliant idea. The school is fantastic.
Only if you talk to a doctor.
Oh yes, definitely. Only if you talk to a doctor.
It's live, yeah.
No, it is actually. It's a great experience, and everybody, and it's a joyful day. And apparently, it's going on over. I don't know how long it's going on, but it's going on a long, long time. And Kay's school is just—it's brilliant, and they're a great
Kay's
bunch of people.
School. Yes, great bunch of people. So you're okay. I didn't think. I'm so sorry. This was so traumatic for
it's
you.
It's all right.
Because you—I would have thought we took you out of panto rehearsals to do this.
You did. Oh yeah.
That must be a stressful experience.
That's even
anyway.
More stressful. Believe you me.
You're gonna be in bits,
but it's Liberty Hall, and it's going well, and we're getting there, and I'm with a great bunch of people, and I just hope that people come out and see it, because I think panto for young child, I was listening to somebody saying today, my child is always on his iPad and blah, blah, blah. This is probably the first time they'll get off their iPad, come in and see a live show
right.
and have a bit of fun.
Yeah, what a big crowd. Who are you playing in the
I'm playing the fairy godmother.
And you'll be nearly a veteran of pantos, won't you?
I'm playing me backside playing. I want to do the Wicked Witch. They won't let me.
You always play someone nice like the fairy.
Yeah,
godmother.
I don't know why. Because really, when you get to know me, I'm not that nice.
Who would you like to play, actually, as a villain?
I'd like to play Maleficent. Maleficent. That's your woman. Yeah, I'd like to play
her. With the horns.
Yeah. Come in and go.
So long as you don't have to make the horns yourself with the wires.
No. If there's wires in them, you can keep them.
You'd be good Cruella. We were speculating this morning.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I could see you too.
I would. I'd have the clothes on me and the whole lot. They won't let me do the villain. They keep putting me in a Cinderella. Or not a Cinderella. I wish I was Cinderella.
You'll have to divvy your way through this panto and they'll go, oh, yeah, actually, she would be.
Yeah, I divvy my way all the time. But anyway, no, it's a great. I hope people come in and see it. It's really good. Starts on the 19th, finishes on the 30th. Get your tickets or I'll kill you all.
Liberty Hall Theatre in Dublin. Lovely place. And in the meantime as well, I presume not during the panto, but your podcast with Eilish O'Carroll.
Yes, and the new one comes out this Sunday as well. Cause
are you working on that as well?
Myself and Eilish are only doing this. We only started doing for the crack. And it's actually picking itself up now. And people are actually listening. There's an awful lot of rude things being
you're
said on it.
Surprised. People are actually listening.
I know, I didn't believe they would.
At the Wise Owl Ones podcast.
Yes, that's it. It's brilliant. And I mean, this week that's coming out, we're talking about Bang Bang. You remember? I wouldn't remember
Bang
Bang.
Yeah, no, I know of Bang
but
Bang.
But all of those,
Dublin
and
legend,
Dancing Mary and all that. So she used to be on O'Connell Street and she had all the rosary beads and she used to dance around and pray and the whole lot. She was lovely. Yeah. I remember seeing her as a kid.
We still have characters like that around Dublin. They're just not folklore legends anymore.
They're not,
unbroadcastable.
Yes. But 40 Coats, we talk about 40 Coats as well. There's so many of them. So it's a great podcast this Sunday.
A fictional character in Wanderley Wagon.
That's it. He took the name from 40 Coats.
Adapted, you mean?
Now, we'll just have to sort this out.
Mary Byrne, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
Never make a wreath again.
Never.
But your hands are fine and you won't be suing us that much. Just a little bit.